Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hey, speaking of atmosphere at the ballpark today, The Athletic ranked home field environments for the remaining eight teams in the playoffs. Number one, Petco Park, Padres. They're getting after it. I get it. I understand. Number two, Citizens Bank Park, Red October, Phillies, Philadelphia. Rabid fans, I'm cool with it. Number three is Yankee Stadium. Number four is Dodger Stadium. Five is Kauffman Stadium and the Fountains of Kansas City. Six is Citi Field with the Mets. Progressive Field is seven. Wait, that means they think the Tigers have the worst playoff atmosphere of the eight teams remaining.
Or least, but it's also because they haven't seen it. You have a sample size of all those other teams within the last decade, some of them very frequently in the postseason. I'm not going to hold their feet to the fire because they haven't seen what Comerica Park looks like in a decade. Some of those writers probably were in high school when this horrid streak started for the Tigers.
It just goes back to something I've said. I think that people sleep on what this city is as a sports city. All right, let's get to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, we appreciate some of your time. Good morning.
Morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
How'd the bye week treat you?
It was good. It was good, you know. Just got a minute to recharge a little bit. Now we're back at it.
Yeah, did you take in a cider mill, maybe get some donuts and hot cider?
No, I didn't get that far along. I wish I would have. But I did get to sit on the couch for a minute, so that was good.
Good. I want to ask you this because it was reported yesterday that all 53 guys are back on the practice field. It's got to give you a good feeling. And the bye week, did it hit you guys at the exact right time to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we had a few injuries here earlier in the season than you would hope for. And so, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and it worked out for us. You know, it looks like we're going to get Frank back, and I think BB's in a good place, and so it's good, you know, and we got a chance to refresh, and now here we go.
Dallas week. I don't know how much more needs to be said after last year. How excited are you and this team for this game?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited. I mean, let me just start here. It's the next one, you know, and that's what I told the team. First and foremost, it's the most important game because it's the one right in front of us. It's the next one. But certainly this team's had our number, and we've gone out there every year, you know. And so we get to go out there again and try to get this stain out. So, man, I'm looking forward to it. The team's looking forward to it. We got a heck of a challenge. Those guys at Dallas played a damn good game now. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but to go out to Pittsburgh and grind it out with those guys and come away with a win, they got plenty of fight over there, and they got weapons.
Frank being back, I know that you were able to buy that extra week with him being down against Seattle. Two questions then. I want to know your thoughts on the performance of the offensive line, especially the interior three without Frank against Seattle, but also what does it mean to have him back? And is this just how much healing was done? Is it gutted out through the rest of the year?
Well, start here. I thought Graham stepped in nicely at center, and it's one of the reasons why Graham's here and why we like Graham is his versatility. You know, certainly he's a starter at left guard and has been doing a nice job, but then to turn it over to him and have him start at center for us, I thought he stepped in nicely and really helped us out in a big way, man. He was on point with the calls and produced for us. And then I thought Yody, like I say, he's played for us in big games, and he came in, stepped in, and he was solid. You know, so that was, man, that was big. And that's what we expect out of those guys. You know, look, in reference to Frank, man, as we all know, I mean, this guy, he's as throwback as they get. I mean, he will play through any injury, and he will will himself to go. And he's always going to – look, as with anybody, here we go in week four, and you played a number of years. You're never going to feel like you were when you were 21 again.
Oh, yeah.
And they understand that. He understands it. And I know this. I walked – this was last week, actually, almost right before Seattle, and I walked down there to go talk to our trainer, and somebody punches me against the wall, and I'm not even paying attention because I'm looking at our trainer, and I keep walking, and then I get punched again, and I realize it's Frank, and he's trying to show me that his pec is great. All right, so that's his way of telling me, look how strong I am. It's good. Uh-huh. It's healed. So he's in a good mindset. He's ready, and he wants to go.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Tim Patrick looked like he's getting more involved now coming out of the bye week. Is he what you were looking for in that receiver room, that outside guy or that third receiver?
I think he, you know, I brought this up before. I think he fits what we're about. And, yeah, I think – man, he brings a skill set, demeanor, the size, the everything that is something we don't have in there. And, you know, the mindset of the way he is, he competes, he grinds on it, he's tough, he's physical, but he does, he's got this big catch radius. He's kind of a sneaky run after catch guy. I think there's room here to really, you know, to expand a little bit with him. We all do on offense. And so I think this guy is, I think he's going to help us, and I think he's beginning to help us. So we're excited about him. Look, we're excited about Allen Robinson too, you know, and I know he hasn't gotten the opportunities yet, but we know we're going to need him, and he's going to the games right now, and it's going to come up, but both of those guys really fit us.
Tyrion Arnold, I think he's performed well, but he's been penalized a lot in the first four games, like 8 times. How concerning is that? And is that something that can be tweaked, adjusted throughout the bye week? Do you expect that to improve?
Yeah, we do. We do. It's something we talked about. And as a matter of fact, you know, we had our big practice was yesterday, our big first down full pad practice, a little longer. And we had one-on-ones in there, competitive, and that's what those are for, man. Those are to work your craft and really hone in on your skill, man. Get better at it. And where can I improve? And that's one of the areas. That's why we do one-on-ones, man. We're playing man coverage, and how can you how can you get in position to make a play and make a play on the ball without drawing a flag, you know, and without it being, and so much of it too is getting crafty with it, right? I mean, there's going to be this give and take that goes down if you're competing with a receiver, but you got to compete for the ball, and then you just, man, you got to get to where you don't, you may be battling and you may be fighting, but you don't see it all the time because you're pretty efficient with it, with how you use your hands. So, look, it's a point of emphasis, and he's going to be fine. He just keeps working through it. And he knows what it is, but we also need him to continue to compete and challenge on the perimeter.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell, you guys are playing the Cowboys this week, America's Game of the Week on Fox. I know that's their moniker, but we talk about you guys like you're America's team. You're tough, you're likable, you're in prime time. Do you get that sense that you guys are America's team?
Well, I know I like us. So I don't know if that counts for anything, but, you know, we like playing in big games, and this will be a big game. It's a team that's had our number on the road, and it'll be the primetime game, 425, which I've said before, I love afternoon primetime games. Those are better than night games, in my opinion, because you can get to bed late at night.
Uh-huh.
But we're... Man, we're excited about this. So, you know, this is going to be a good one for us.
Tell me if this is something or nothing. Because you guys obviously were able to recover after a loss to Tampa. But teams that have played you, and whether it's the mindset of, hey, we're going to bite your kneecaps, we're going to take another one off. It's guys like Frank that are just it's the mentality, it's the culture that you've set. When you play a team, you don't just hand them one loss, you hand them two, because they have been 0-4 in after losses to the Detroit Lions. Is it something or nothing?
I don't know if you can say it. I know that that's a thing. I've been told that, you know, just with what it is this season. And, you know, like I said yesterday, we play a certain style of ball, and that's what we expect when we go into games. And no matter what happens, you know, you want to feel like that you laid it out there, and you want your opponents to feel like, man, they were in that's one of those, you know, it's a slobber knocker. There's a good way to put it.
Yep.
And you got some serious body blows that you had to endure for a long period of time, for about 3 hours. And as long as we're doing that, we feel like most of the time we're going to come away with a win. But if you don't, well, you gave them hell trying to do it. So that's really all I can say about it.
Points for slobber knocker. Looked like you got sounded like you got a laugh in the background there. Tigers. I want to ask you about the Tigers, because, you know, you've seen what this city has done to rally around your football team. I know you've talked about seeing what the Tigers have done for the city as well. What have you made of what they've done? And a Hail Mary here. Any chance we see Dan Campbell out at Comerica Park one of the next couple days?
Man, that would be awesome. It would, but no, you're not going to see me. I can't. I got too much going on. But I'm telling you what I am. I back these guys up, and I am rooting for them hard, because I just think it's awesome. You know, I go back to this. So many people, you know, they were written off, and I just remember in the off season listening to it, you know, and what's wrong with the Tigers, and these guys, they don't know what they're doing, and why aren't they trading this guy, and all the crap. And I just know, when you're in this profession, man, just let it play out. And those guys are going to work it, and they're trying to get better, they're trying to improve, and here they are, man, the underdogs that have just continued to battle and fight and just won't go away. And I am rooting hard for these guys, man. I hope they take it all the way.
Yeah, it's great for the city. Everybody's excited, just as excited as they were for the playoff run that you guys had last year. Now it's the baseball season, and it's a beautiful time to be a Detroit sports fan. I want to ask you about one more guy. You started the clock on Christian Mahogany. He's a rookie. What do you need to see from him in the next 21 days, now 20, that would allow you to keep him up and be a part of this team moving forward this year?
Yeah, I think improvement. We need to see improvement, and I think it needs to happen every day. And we're not talking about leaps and bounds, but we need to feel like, look, yesterday was his first day to go, and he looked like he hasn't practiced, which he should, because he hasn't. And but that's all we expect, man. It's just stack days together and get a little bit better and show the improvement. Show that you are gaining traction. I think as long as he does that, it's going to be hard not to want to put him on the roster, but we'll see.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell, we'll check in again next week. Good luck this week against the Cowboys.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, take care. Yep.
It's 97.1.
You've heard me talk about injury attorney David Feminino for some time now. Just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for an individual client. You need an attorney that is going to fight relentlessly for you and one that has a great team, and that's what David Feminino has. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Two peas in a pod. John Jansen, Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I caught it immediately. You're talking about the Tigers. Right? You got to let the season play out. Yeah. They fought. They scrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are playing a playoff game today.
You had them all up at the end. See where you match up. Tigers ended up being in playoff position. That's why you
let it play. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, John. They've both owned this gritty moniker. Tarek Skubal had the gritty t-shirt on after his last start. Tarek Skubal's going to join us this morning at 9:02. Yeah, loaded show. Dan Campbell into Tarek Skubal. What'd you take from Dan?
I am curious as to what they're going to do with Christian Mahogany over the next 20 days. Because the clock has started. He's back. He didn't have any, preseason games. Not going to have any regular season games. They're going to have to make a decision on how important it is to have more depth at that offensive line position. And it may just simply be, you pair that with what he said about Frank, how much depth do they feel they need at that position? Because in 21 days, I don't expect him to be, you know, NFL lineman ready, but do they think he can be there in week 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, the two things that stood out to me, one, the use of Slobberknocker, great football guy word.
Yeah. Heather never heard of that.
I'd never heard that before. I did Google it. Oh, and I was a little nervous. Yeah.
On a work computer?
No, on my phone. Oh.
What does it say?
It said something about a sports term. Like it's so maybe that's why I'd never heard it before.
Oh, yes. Good old fashioned physical street fight, a Slobberknocker.
Yep.
That was one takeaway. The second was Frank Ragnow.
Now the Google, when every time you open it up.
Slobberknocker meaning, yes. That's the first thing that popped up on Google.
Frank Ragnow going at Dan a little bit in the hallway. Sure. Look, coach, yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine.
I'm good. Yeah, I want to know. I should have filed the follow-up question. Did you punch back? What the hell is going on?
But we know, and it's the reality, he's never going to be the player health-wise that broke into the league in his early 20s, but he's a tough son of a gun. Yeah. He's going to gut it out. The only question is just effectiveness. Right? I mean, he's going to play. It's just how effective will he be?
Well, effectiveness now, but effectiveness when you need it the most at the end of the year and in the playoffs. How many quote-unquote rest weeks does he get or healing weeks does he get throughout the course of the season to make sure that he's available in week 18 and then throughout the playoffs?
Just keep winning, get home field, give him a bye week. That'd be nice. We'll get to the power surge. Where are the Lions in John's power surge? But first, Heather with the news.
Okay, so Hurricane Milton has weakened very slightly. It is technically a Category 4 storm right now. Has winds of 150 miles per hour. That's only 2 miles per hour below a Category 5. So when I say weakened slightly, it's only weakened very slightly. It's going to continue to lose some strength today, but it will remain just this monster hurricane at landfall, which will be overnight tonight. And they say, unfortunately, a weaker Milton doesn't mean less destruction because this is
the storm surge is still going to be there.
Huge. And it's a big, big storm, right? So they say over the past 24 hours, the winds expanded from 80 miles to 140 miles from the center. So it is so, so large. And it means the impacts are going to be felt over a much larger area. Also, time is running out for people to evacuate. They need to do so soon. Already the outer bands of the storm are hitting Florida. Yeah. They've arrived already. They say tropical storm force winds and heavy rains are going to continue by the afternoon. It's just going to be harder and harder to get out if you haven't left already. Yes.
You say Category 4, Category 5, you say rain, you say wind. Waffle Houses are closing. Mm-hmm. Jim Cantore is descending upon your city. The weather guy. These are all bad signs if you're in the area.
Yep. For us here in Michigan, we can just expect some frost. It's coming. We're going to get some cooler temperatures. So some cold nights this week, maybe some frost tonight. Temperature-wise, we should see highs in the 60s during the day, and then temps will drop into the 30s and 40s overnight. They say frost conditions could occur north of Metro Detroit. So we're talking Flint, Howell, Lapeer, and Saginaw. It was chilly this morning. I was in, as soon as I got in the car, I was like, I need the
heated steering wheel,
the heated seat, the heated steering wheel, blast the heat. Mm-hmm. It's chilly out there.
Fall is here.
It is here. I'm ready. As long as the sun is shining,
we're good.
I'm cool with I want the cooler temps, but when it's dark and gloomy, like in the winter, then it's just depressing. You guys, there's an investigation underway after a man was shot and killed by a Detroit police officer near a park where a youth football practice was taking place. This was around 7 p.m. near Baldock Park, and officers were just on a routine patrol in the area when they spotted this man that they recognized from a previous narcotics case. So they quickly learned that this guy had a warrant for a parole violation. So they got out of their patrol car, approached the guy. The suspect pulled a gun and started to fire shots at the officer. So the officer did return fire, hitting and killing the suspect. Nobody else was injured. Police are saying they are very, very fortunate that the kids right there in that area did not get injured or were not involved in the shootout at all. But very scary situation, without a doubt. There's another I guess the investigation actually is over. Two Sterling Heights police officers, they're facing charges for allegedly making a canine bite a man that they already had surrounded. So both officers, a 31-year-old and a 29-year-old, have each been charged with one count of misconduct in office. That's a 5-year felony, and felonious assault, which is a 4-year felony. Happened earlier this year. The officers were involved in a police chase. They said that this was during a traffic stop, right? At some point, the suspect got out of his car and ran, and the officers then chased him on foot. And eventually, the suspect was chased down. They were surrounding him on the ground. Everything sounded like it was under control. They tased him twice already, and then officers discussed and decided to deploy a canine and instructed the dog to basically attack this man. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is calling this a horrific case of misconduct involving a police dog. She also noted that this incident where you deploy a canine on a suspect already on the ground and well surrounded by officers is not only horrific, but illegal. And obviously now they're facing charges. A woman in Washington was forced to call the police after her home was invaded by more than 100 raccoons. And she looks like Snow White, really, okay, when you see the photos, because they're everywhere. And she said that she felt unsafe. She feared for her life as these raccoons were just closing in on her, right? They wanted food. They were aggressive. The thing is, though, is that she did admit that maybe this was her fault because she had been feeding raccoons in the area for almost 40 years.
Okay, this is why you don't feed raccoons.
And this is something she had done.
You can feed them, but
About 6 weeks
ago, don't be surprised when they all come back for food.
Yes, they started to surround her day and night. They were demanding food, and then things got a little out of hand. And she did contact somebody to have them removed, but a specialist said it was going to be $500 per raccoon.
You said there's 100 raccoons
or more. Oh. I mean, there's video she posted. It's pretty crazy. So now she is going to deal with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife to help her relocate these wild raccoons. That's exactly what she was doing.
Heather with the news. Power Surge is next. Tarek Skubal, 902. It's 97.1.
Hey, we talked earlier about our weight loss, both FJC and myself. And why did I decide to lose some weight? Well, I just didn't like the way I was feeling anymore. Didn't like the way I was looking. Didn't like the path I was going down. And now that I'm 70 pounds lighter, 2.5 years in, I am so grateful for Ideal You and the program that I started. If you want to lose weight, you want to be 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds during those 40 days. And as I mentioned, I'm down 70 pounds because they're going to assign you a weight loss coach. What the coach is going to do is tell you what to eat and drink to lose weight and make some lifestyle changes so that you can not only lose that weight in the 40 days, but you can keep it off. And they're there to support you because they want you to attain your goal. They're also there to support you because they want you to keep the weight off. Ideal You has helped thousands of people like me and you, and they want you to weigh less. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.